You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Munir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, my kindreds? Out there, what's happening, kinskins? There is always a lot going on. I mean, we could talk about a million things today. We don't have a guest, but I have a treat for you. I have something special to show you guys, okay? So first of all, let me get the sponsor, give him his shout out. Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker. He is the senior real estate and probate specialist there at Coldwell Banker. You can reach him at 818-571-1508. Kevin Pike, my little sweetie, look at those little cheeks. Coldwell Banker, he is the senior probate and real estate specialist. 818-571-1508. So now for our topic for today. So we don't have a guest, but I have something very special I wanted to talk about. And that is the latest craze of the K-pop generation, the La Boo Boo dolls. So for those of you out there who have heard of what it is, so I did a little research to find out what happened. So the doll came from the series The Monsters. An artist in Hong Kong by the name of, if I'm saying your name wrong, Kaysen, reach out to me on IG, Osiris underscore Munir underscore the painter, and correct me, but I think I'm pretty good at it. But it's Kaysen Leung. It's either L-U-N, it's L-U-N-G, so it's either Leung or Long. Leung. But it's that's who started the craze. And then he designed, I mean, came up with the character. And then Lisa from Blackskin, I think that's their name. No, Blackpink, I'm sorry. Sorry, Lisa. Blackpink, she's a K-pop celebrity. So they saw it. The fans saw her wearing it on one of her handbag. And then the next thing you knew, it was some kind of craze. Now, the whole theory behind the La Boo Boo is that, first of all, the strategy is that a celebrity was wearing it on a handbag. And, you know, kids like little gimmicky totems. They love anything that gets to rebel against the, you know, the grown-ups in the society or the mainstream. We did the same thing. So I want you guys to know out there, this is nothing new. Every generation has its stance about what they want to believe in and what they want to rebel against. And I remember when we were young and we were listening to people like the Temptations and Four Tops and the Isley Brothers and watching, different shows on television like the Ricky Nelson Show, et cetera, et cetera. And my dad, he was really like, you know, I don't know what you guys see. He can't sing and, you know, boy, he don't even know how to make a sound with his voice. All he does is croon. And we were like, but that was the latest thing in our generation. So each generation has its things. So rather than sounding old fashioned, like I really outdated out there, understand that these kids are moved. They're in their generation. We're in ours. The two can sometimes come together, but they are young. And I am so happy that I don't have to have a toy to depend on to give me some life and energy. So anyway, but we did have our things with the Cabbage Patch doll, Hello Kitty. We've had the Pet Rock. Remember the Pet Rock? How somebody made money off of a Pet Rock, I'll never believe. I mean, it was just like the latest thing back then. And now we have our dear La Boo Boo. So one of the other things that's a strategy and how it became such a social trend is that, again, the celebrity, Lisa wore it from Blackpink. And everybody saw it. And then it started to trend as a way to accessorize your wardrobe. So some people are actually wearing it as an, don't get me wrong. These dolls go for thousands, hundreds to thousands of dollars. They are so popular that there are so many scams that the Better Business Bureau has put out a warning against people purchasing them and not knowing the distinction from a real Labubu and a fake Labubu. So one of the marks that the real Labubu has is that it has a distinct set of 9 teeth. If it's fake, it's going to be missing some of the teeth. The other things is that they have distinct coloring. Not too loud, but distinct enough of you to know that it's a Labubu. Another distinct thing is that they have some kind of number or code or something under the bottom of the foot where they came from, the manufacturer. And then the other distinct is the material that they're made of is very sturdy. So of course a scammer would have to make it cheaply, but they're getting, they just busted a ring this morning. Sam, shout out to Sam Hassan, LA Talk radio owner. He said this morning, I think they busted a group of people for, you know, selling them and scamming them. And again, remember there was a kid on TikTok saying that he sold about 10 of them, made over $5,000 in a couple of hours. And for a minute, I thought I heard wrong. But once I did the research and I found out how much they're going for, and then I'm like, oh, no wonder he made all that money in an hour, a couple of hours or whatever. They're like they're expensive. They're popular. And if you're that age and that generation, everybody wants to have one. You want to fit in? I never cared to fit in. If I don't like something, I don't like it. I don't care if everybody else is doing it. But anyway, I've always been like that. For those of you that tend to rebel against the norm and want to just be your own presence and have your own sense of identity. So I wanted to look a little deeper, again, in why the Labubu is so popular. So they have like this kind of ugly, cute appeal. Remember those little dolls? And I think they were little keychains or something. They were like little goblins or something. Their hair was sticking out all over their head. That these like kind of big old eyes or something. Sometimes people find comfort in things that are looked at as not norm in the society. They find comfort like, oh, poor thing. You know, you get kind of an empathy. Oh, poor thing. Nobody likes the little Labubu because he ugly. So let's take him and make him cute and let's make everybody love he. So that is kind of what's going on with the Labubu. They have kind of a distinctive yet mischievous air about them. Now, I, even at this age, in this stage in my life, I have dolls. And I don't care who comes in my home. I have 2 of the dolls were given to me by a family member, my daughter. And then the other doll is I can't go upstairs and get her. I wasn't thinking. I would have brought her downstairs. I'm going to break the momentum. She's a little baby doll that they don't make anymore. They don't make a little black baby doll. She has a full set of human hair. She has a little pee-pee hole, and she has a little hole in her mouth that you can put water in, a little water bottle. They have the little doll bottles. You put it in her mouth, and it runs all the way down her little body, and it comes down to the little hole. They don't even make dolls like this anymore. So whenever I do get rid of her, she's probably, you know, come for a pretty, pretty price. But those kinds of things are aesthetic value to a lot of people. So some people find things that are like a little ugly or a little off-putting or whatever. They find it endearing, you know, like, oh, he's so cute. Everybody picks on him. So what can you say? So they are often in high demand. They sell out. First of all, Kaysing made a deal with a company in Hong Kong called Pop Mart. And then once they got in with Pop Mart, of course, started to produce a lot of them. They're in high demand. They are hard to find, you guys, I've been told, in stores and online. A lot of them, one big appeal about them is that you never know which one you're going to get. So they sell them in what they call blind boxes. So you have to open the box, and you, that's the only time you'll know which one of the them you're getting is once you open the box, because they don't reveal it up to that. So that makes it kind of cute and mysterious. You know, I think it's kind of cool. And then let's talk about it being creepy, that kind of appeal it has. So in Japanese and Chinese culture, I was told, there's a kimo kawaii. It's a trend, things that are ugly but cute, weird but lovable. It's called kimo kawaii, I think. And it appeals to collectors, like people that collect Hello Kitty. I know people that are way past age 50 and they still collect Hello Kitty because that was their thing, and Hello Kitty can never die. Just look at my little baby doll. So, you know, again, we get into that subject that I talk about. Stop putting people in boxes out there, you guys, and telling people they're old or they're young or whatever. People are people. And until you are old, dusty, and in the grave, and as long as you're still alive and you're doing something and making your presence felt here on the planet, you're alive and well, and who cares if you're old or young or whatever. And I felt like that when I was young, not just when I'm older. I felt like that when I was young because all my friends are older than me. Always 10, 15, 20 years older than me, because the people that I was around were boring. That's what the real deal is. They bored me. And my mind was a little more developed. I wanted to learn some more things, get outside the box, not be boring and doing the same thing like everybody else. So this kid came up with this. La Boo Boo. I love the name. It kind of sounds African. La Boo Boo. I could just sing the song La La Boo Boo. La Boo Boo. La Boo Boo. La Boo Boo. You can even hear the drum. Boo Boo. Boo Boo. Boo Boo. I can even hear the drums going with it. So it is. It sounds African to me. I don't know where Hong Kong and China came up with it, but you've been looking at some African things because it certainly sounds African. La Boo Boo. So anyway, and then the blind box again made it popular because you don't get to see anything. You know how people are, if they don't get to see something, are you tell a child that they cannot open their Christmas present or whatever gift, their birthday gift, until the day of, and see how crazy it can get, bugging you, trying to sneak in and see it. You got to hide it. You know, they're going to go in it if you don't hide it. I'm telling you now, some kids are like, look, I love what Chris Rock had to say about his two, the differences in kids and their personalities. He said if one of his daughter calls him and tells him that a guy hit her, daughter called and said something happened, he would say what happened. Because the other daughter is maybe a little bit more high-strung, a little bit more independent by nature. I'm like that. I'm not high-strung. I'm just independent, you know. And when you are like that, then you get to have that kind of mind that can think outside of the box, like casing, you know, and come up with a little ugly-looking La Boo Boo doll and have that thing sell out and become a trend like that. I think it's genius myself. I have no problems with you going viral and the La Boo Boo doll going viral and anything else. I think it's genius, and I love when people step outside and they think of something new to do. That's sometimes it's corny, you know, like that little pet rock that I talked about. I'm still trying to figure out how somebody got a cat to be an international phenomenon, Hello Kitty. And I get mad, like, why can't I think of something like that? You know, why can't I think of something? You know, and you can. Just think. You can think of things. Just think. Anyway, and then the fact that the unboxing of the La Boo Boo was done on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube made it highly visible. So just the unwrapping, haven't you, everyone out there, haven't you seen those commercials where they're unwrapping a piece of candy and it's the sensuality and the sound of the unwrapping. You know, we're, I have something like this sound. Let me get a piece of this. It's so weird. This. The unwrapping of something. Unpackaging it. And I guess the sound is sensual or it's stimulating. I don't know. But that's the latest craze, is that the unwrapping and then the colored paper and the, you know, you have your secondary market of sales for the labubu, and those are the ones that you get on the $100, $200, $300, $400 level. Then you get your high end, and those go for hundreds of dollars. A labubu, a little doll, you're hanging off the, I think the kid I saw on TikTok had about 50 of them hanging off his belt. Much like those little rabbit. Remember the rabbit's foot and those little rabbit tails that they wear in the South? I've seen them in the South. I don't see them much out here, but I grew up in the South. So that's where my references, a lot of them come from. But I've seen them where they're little rabbit's tails, and we used to call them good luck charms. And some people would have a whole bunch of them, you know, hanging off of their belts. And if you look at them from far away, they look kind of interesting, much like the labubu would look if you saw a bunch of them hanging off of a belt. And then they also have, they have a cross-cultural appeal. I'm a Buddhist, so, and because I'm Buddhist, I have experienced every facet of the Asian culture. The people from Taiwan, the people from Thailand, Japan, China, the South Pacific, Vietnamese, Chinese, Japanese, you know, just every facet. And that's one reason that it appeals to me, is because I get to learn something different and I get to, you know, get to see where somebody else is coming from for a change, you know. And yeah, I'm you know, of African-American culture, Black culture, however you want to spin it. But when I tell you my experiences are not from there, I left home at 16 and I didn't have all of that. I grew up in Texas around my brothers and my sisters. The girls were not allowed to go or do anything, only the boys. So that's tell you something right there. Only the boys were allowed to do anything. So I developed this kind of complex of, well, I'm going to make it a point to show you what girls can do. So I became very outspoken. Not when I was younger, I was very timid. And actually, if you read anything about my book, Nita, I talk about my how I escaped Texas and became Osiris. I became an Osiris. I became an Osiris. I started off at Nita Cave, Waco, Texas, you know, but I became and grew into this now sophisticated, interesting person that you see now on LA Talk Radio. But it wasn't always like that. And I don't know if something like a labubu would have helped. I had spirit friends, not ashamed to tell it, not ashamed to say it. I didn't know that those spirit friends gave me the ability and showed that I had an imaginative mind. So I was, I'd say, focused enough on planet Earth to be able to have a family that was structured. My mother was very, very, very a Christian. My dad was an atheist. So I thank my dad for giving me another side of life to look at and not just sticking me in a box. And then I come to find out most of that stuff we were taught wasn't true. No way. Okay. That's what I've learned. So those kind of things shape people. So think about all the kids that are coming up in the labubu era. That's their go-to, the labubu era. You know, they're wearing the labubu clothes. You know, they're talking to the labubu. You can talk to ChatGPT. I met a young lady, I won't say her name because it ended, the relationship ended up being weird. I think I knew her about 5 days. And I'm very open when you meet me. I'm very private when I'm private, but I'm very open out in the public. I'm social. And I met her in a situation. We clicked very easily. We talked a little bit about, you know, astrology, not a lot, because not a lot of people know about astrology. And at the end of the day, you guys, it doesn't matter what your sign is. It will maybe matter to you, the person. But again, we're talking about things that we can attach to, and they don't do anything. Like, I've never had, knowing that I'm a Cancerian with a Libra rising, Moon in Leo, other than my personality, nothing. It has not helped me pay my rent. Didn't help me keep my husband. Nothing. And all my friends, knowing that they're a Virgo and a Taurus, Capricorn, whatever they are, didn't have nothing to do with our personal daily lives. That's why I became a Buddhist, because a lot of those things didn't show any kind of proof. They were wonderful, interesting topics of conversation. I love talking about astrology. It's a language and it's fun and interesting. And everyone wants to know about themselves and why they're here and what I was meant to do and all of that. But at the end of the day, if you came into this life with a negative set of circumstances and your karmic circumstances are so thick that you have to wade yourself out of the gutter, weed yourself out of bad parental control, weed yourself out of a poor family circumstance, do whatever it takes. That has nothing to do with knowing astrology or being psychic or reading tarot. There are ways to help people try to find some kind of relief in living a daily life that is often burdened by trials and tribulations and growing. That's why. And I'm not, you know, again, doing those things is not easy. That's why I don't listen to people that don't know anything about astrology and they've only read some newspaper and they're all up in arms against astrology and psychic people like that, because they don't know anything. It's the same people that were up against Einstein and Nikola Tesla and all the other people that were ahead of themselves, that the world wasn't ready. And then 25, 35, 45, 50 years later, here comes mankind slipping in the slack. Oh, I guess we gonna find out, you know, we finally understood what they were trying to do. And so I guess that's gonna be okay for mankind and humanity to do now, because we found out it really don't really kill nobody, ain't really doing that much. Imagine all of the people that are looked at negatively because they carry a la boo-boo, not because the person carrying it is something wrong, because they don't understand what a la boo-boo is. I've talked to grown people in the dog park here that will not bother to go and do the research that I just did on a la boo-boo and find it negative because of how it looks. And you know what it brought to my mind? The same negative they used to think about Black folk. The same negative they used to think about the Native Americans. Anybody else didn't look and sound like who they supposed to look and sound like, because everybody else did. That's what it reminds me of. And when people tell me they're against things, that's what it reminds me. My mother used to try to tell me that I was crazy and that I didn't see what I saw with my own eyes. And people over my life have tried to tell me, you didn't see that. Don't believe in this. You cannot tell me what I have not seen and lived in my own life just because you haven't done it. It may never happen to you. You're not me. So your experiences may never be like mine. But don't deny my experiences because you have not had them and you lack the understanding that I have, because I have had the experience. And again, I go back to these kids that have developed this pop culture called the La Boo Boo. And the same thing in our culture, when we had the Ped Rock, the Cabbage Patch Doll, go back and look at some of those things that were culture, the Etch-a-Sketch. There were a lot of things that popped out in pop culture during the time that everybody's like, oh my God, it's going to take over. You know, just like everybody's through ignorance and unawareness and lack of consciousness. Oh, AI, ChatGPT, they're going to destroy the whole world. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. Not bother to go, like I did, find somebody that is running an AI company, like my friend Nova Gray. Hey, Nova, out there, who has an AI company, and talk to them about what AI, because AI is not going to go away. And all you old folk, or think you old, or want to call yourself old, the La Boo Boo doll is not going to go away. Yes, something else may come up that may be a cultural phenomenon. They're not going to go away. AI is not going to go away. Black folk ain't going away. White folk ain't going away. Ukrainians aren't going away. Nobody is going to go anywhere. Astrologers are not going to be killed off. Psychic people are not going to go away. It has been here since the beginning of time. All of these things have been here since the beginning of time. It is our job as intelligent human beings that find out with your intelligent brain what to follow, what makes good common sense, and what doesn't. And if you don't have intelligence enough to know what you see a physical change in your environment from something that you practice, then I don't know what to say to you. I don't know what to say. Because if you keep living, you will find out. And I don't care what anyone says, unless you're crazy or you were born with some kind of socially impaired brain or something that can help you think with five senses. We make our own choices. I chose to be a Buddhist. I didn't have to be a Buddhist. Nobody forced me into Buddhism. Like nobody forced this kid into making a Labubu doll. He thought of it. Like somebody thought, you know, if there was a quicker way to reach enlightenment, and I'm talking about enlightenment, I'm not talking about no Christian God and praying and all of that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a very high level of living, a sophisticated mind, if you will, that is able to be resilient in the toughest of circumstances and still a face that looks bright and shiny and a spirit that comes up and shine through that. You can never take that away from anyone. So again, I'm going back into spiritual angles and how we can become attached to things. Every generation has had a totem. I would say the Labubu, I would say that it's a totem. I would say it's a totem. Some people use them as amulets, statues. People are going to find a way to try to find a way to make themselves feel good, feel better, whatever, you know. What's interesting and what could possibly be a negative about a Labubu or anything that we put our faith in that doesn't really have any ability to change anything other than maybe a personality or an emotional mood, I would say, people will find things to put spiritual meaning in, you know, and a lot of the kids, you know, the old traditional ways of practicing faith-based religions and faith-based anything, it's not here. And unless we can come up with some ways to help them understand why, you know, a Labubu is a wonderful, fun thing to have. But when you're going through problems with your boyfriend or your girlfriends or your friends or your parents, the teachers at school, the pressures of society, you know, you're different, you don't fit in, or you're not different and you're bored with that you fit in, or whatever your internal issue may be. A Labubu can't change those things. It can comfort, I would say. It could comfort, you know, but I don't think the Labubu is going to be able to come up with that money you need for that bill you had to pay last week. It can comfort, but I don't think it's going to be able to give you the ability to have a place to live. You and the Labubu are going to need a place to live. So Labubu better get busy. You know, making itself, if it can do that, I don't think it can. Again, it's a totem, but we're living in times where we are looking at bridging pop culture and spiritual needs. And again, I don't care who tells you, none of this is going to go away. People that are, that, you know, that practice Buddhism, people that practice other philosophies. I'm a Buddhist. I know what Buddhism does. That's why I encourage people to practice it, because it is very different than the Christian environment that I grew up in, and very much more appealing to me because it makes much more common sense than, oh, I'm just born black and I'm just supposed to get beat up and mistreated because I'm black. That didn't make sense to me. No. No, it's something deeper going on. So that's what prompted me to get into, you know, Buddhism and metaphysics and things like that, because I got to learn a lot about myself, and I got to know things like, you know, things that I like, but also having a practice that I have to do every day, develop a discipline to do it, and then also put it out, like practice it, apply it to daily life. So something like having a little boo-boo, let's just say you bought 5 little boo-boos. They were each $400. Where are they getting the money from? The parents? So I don't know if the parents are giving them the money to buy the little boo-boo, or they have their own money to buy the little boo-boo. But whatever, some kind of way, it's feeling a void. It's feeling something that people are getting. And I think there is a fine line between joy and obsession. If you find yourself with a little boo-boo and you have cut yourself off from your friends and family, and you're there talking to your little boo-boo, and it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, are you doing something, talking to it, and you should be doing something else, you might want to go and check and see if your mental state of mind is in the right place. Because nothing like that should ever take the place of real people. Yeah, I've got my favorite, what do I like? Candy, you know. And I'm going to show you guys something that's going to start a trend, because I didn't even know they made these. But let me take my sponsor break real quick, and I'll be right back with you guys. So let's give a shout out again to Kevin Pike, Caldwell Banker, Senior Real Estate and Probate Specialist, 818-571-1508. Thanks for supporting me, Kevin Caldwell Banker. But he is really a good, reliable. Hard to find reliable people these days, real estate, probate, and real estate specialist at Coldwell Banker. So back to the laboo-boo. So you guys, I was driving around, and let me show you what I found. We talk about the laboo-boo and how people can get attached to these things, and how they become rituals and belongings. As I was saying, none of us are going to go away. So we're going to have to find a way to live with each other. I'm a Buddhist. So if something like someone being psychic or practicing something, unless they would say that, I don't know what people are doing. I don't know if somebody's a psychic or something. I know I'm pretty empathic. I always have been. And can anybody take that from me? You can't take from somebody that they're sensitive or they can sense things or see things because you don't know that many people or you don't know anyone that's like that. Well, I'm here to tell you, a lot of people are like that. And they don't deserve to be belittled or put down or try to, in some cases, killed and murdered because they have a sixth sense that they've developed in some sort of way, you know. And again, at the same time, that doesn't discount that, you know, that doesn't bring happiness either. That's the bottom line. It doesn't bring happiness, but that doesn't take away from that people do have gifts. And, you know, just like some people have the gift to run and play basketball. Some people have the gift to be a runner, you know, like Shahara Richardson. You know, some people get to be famous basketball. You guys, all of you out there to say what you don't like, I can see you get up there and go support what you believe in. I don't particularly believe in sports. I like sports, but it's not something I'm going to put all my time and energy into. But some people do. And I don't have a problem with that. As long as you're not hurting nobody out here, killing and maiming people, just make sure that you understand that none of these things will bring you happiness unless you have a spiritual practice to discipline your emotions, steal your mind, steal, S-T-I-L, quell the senses, calm you down, help you think when things are going awry and crazy and you don't have a leg to stand on. And then I want to share something else with you. But look what I found. If you can get in, Sam, if you can get in, these are Barbie lollipops. You guys, I found a Barbie lollipop. I found them some station. I always forget unless I'm driving from the dog park, and I was doing just that. And so I was like, are you kidding? They make a Barbie, lollipop. And not only do they make it, it's swirly. Hold on, you guys. I'm just going to kind of take this off. They got it wrapped really well because you don't want to break it. Get something to bust the paper. Now I'm going to show you. And it's got all these colors in it. And I'm a painter. So you know when I saw the colors, I have to have it. Matter of fact, that lady looked at me like, lady, can you say something? Look at that. Barbie has her own lollipop. Look at that. And I bought a bunch of them. I bought a bunch. Look. I almost bought her out. I was like, look, I need about 10 of those. I want to give them out as gifts. And they truly do make a Barbie lollipop. So, and it's swirly. I want you guys to know while you up there getting down with your K-pop, okay, and your La Boo Boo, that there is, we do have in our U.S., United States, the cultural phenomenon, a Barbie, okay? Everybody grew up with Barbie. Whether you played with Barbie or not is a whole nother thing. But everyone grew up with Barbie. So for those of you that are into Barbie, and you want something for your La Boo Boo to have to lick on at night or during the day because they need a snack, get you a Barbie swirly lollipop and go to it and have that La Boo Boo and you have some fun because it tastes good too. I mean, it's good. This one is strawberry. That's the only flavor I saw. So I don't know if they come in other flavors. But oh my gosh. And I will take a picture, put it on Instagram just for y'all to see it for those of you that didn't make the show today. So everybody, I'm sure, in their life somewhere carries like this, you know, this special thing, kind of like something they're attached to. Some women, it's shoes. Some people, it's shoes. They like certain color shoes. You know, they only buy blue shoes or whatever. I know people that, or when they buy sunglasses, they only buy Prada, or they only buy Givenchy, or when they buy clothes. It doesn't matter. The truth is that all of us are attached to something. Every last one of us, you know, cigarettes, spiritual people. I know spiritual people that smoke cigarettes. That ain't no good for you, but they smoke them. What else? Candy. I eat candy, but I eat a particular kind of candy. But I do like candies. The Barbie thing. Because I like sugar. I'm not an over sugar eater, but I do like sugar. You know, I'm attached to my little gummy things that are like sugar. Some people choose to use medical marijuana. There's nothing wrong with them because that's their choice and that's what they chose. Now, what it will do in the long run or what it may or may not do is that individual's experience. Just like I tell people about chanting. Some people have chanting and they start practicing Buddhism. Like me, I'm in at 44, plan on doing it the rest of my life. It is a wonderful, amazing, but disciplined practice. It is not for the timid. I'm being honest with you. But baby, when I tell you that it delivers in every way possible you can never imagine. And way deeper than what you're talking about. Way deeper. I'm talking about deep. I'm not talking about no shallow. Oh, I went and cursed on my friend yesterday and then went to church the night before and said, oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Forgive me, Jesus and Lord. And it's all done. We're talking about karmic things that we know they're repetitive. And we think negative things in our mind all the time. Those kind of things is what forms negative karma. Whether people can see us thinking them, feel us thinking them or not, we do as human beings make negative thoughts causes. So would you consider the La Boo Boo to be a negative or positive thing? I think as long as it keeps kids entertained, out of trouble, they aren't killing people, whether in the long run it is going to bring some sort of spiritual satisfaction, I don't know. But presently, you can collect them, you can play with them, you can enjoy them, you know. But, you know, we have to still look to ourselves for our basic happiness, you know. And I think our whole world has to be revamped. It's just one reason it's falling apart is because it's not standing on nothing. It's all lies and bullshit, you know. Bull dookie, whatever you want to call it. It's a bunch of lies. And my mother used to tell me that a lie cannot stand. So one reason we see so much turmoil and problems is that nobody's been telling us the truth. You have to go and find the truth for yourself. You know, I feel like I found the truth so far. I'm not saying the people that are Buddhist practitioners are perfect, and that the people that practice Buddhism are perfect. That is just not the case. I don't know of one human being that is perfect. But when I tell you that those of us that do decide to chant the words Nam-myoho Renge Kyo and decide to stick to them have evolved. I told you what happened to me. I came from being a little old country girl talking like this. You know, but yeah, y'all. You know, y'all gonna chunk it. Y'all go with me. You know, that kind of talking to a very eloquent speaker, because I had to take the time and go learn languages. I wanted to speak to more people than the people in my own community. So I bothered to learn Spanish. I bothered to learn, you know, and I mean speak it well, and speak it well enough that other people in Spanish, you know, cultures can understand me. So for Spanish people, yo digo es muy importante para nosotras entiendo otras lenguas, por es muy importante comunicado inteligente en otras otras cosas. So to communicate in other ways with other cultures. I am bored and have found it boring just to, when I got about 18, just to say that I had only been around my own kind. As varied as that was, it was still my own kind. And my own kind wasn't always the best kind to be around, meaning their negative aspects. That part of me, that black part of me that can dance and sing, make merry, and I've got happy in my heart when I hear music, I retain all of that culture and herbs and things that my mother and my grandmother taught me from growing up in the South. But all that old negative fighting and we're against each other and I hate you because you light skin, all that, I lost all of that and don't care to have it and could care less about who thinks wrong of me because I don't want it. I don't want that. That's not the most positive part of our culture. You know, it's like, oh yeah, we cutting and fighting. And every time you see us, we want to do it to you. Everybody think sex, like sex is such a big deal. It's not that big of a deal. Why is so much emphasis placed on everything below the heart? I don't understand. So when I hear about somebody like a Casing Long that decided to take it away from horror, take it away from sex and make it something like a little boo-boo, that, you know, that somebody can at least carry it around and do something with it other than give it drugs, do it to it or whatever. You know, I found it soothing, you know. And again, a lot of people form opinions about things and they don't know anything about what they formed opinion. They haven't even bothered to do any research. And we'll say something negative. I think the dollar bill is negative. Have you looked at a dollar bill or money from this country and look at all the stuff on the back of it? That's heretical to me. But I'm not going to go out and start telling people, damn you to hell because you use a dollar. It's a part of the society. And I can choose to believe in what I see on the back of that bill, or I can choose to simply spin the bill. And it's not my job to try to change all of those people that do put the ink and press the paper and all that. That's not my job. My job is to understand that it's something that came from somewhere else. And my job is to understand what those symbols mean. And if I can choose or not choose to believe in those symbols, or if I just will choose to spin. So at the end of the day, again, you know, we all have our favorite necklaces, our favorite earrings, something we're attached to. Cigarettes, cigars, marijuana sticks, vape pens, drinking, liquor, booze, they're all attachments. And who's to say whose attachment is going to do what to them in the long run? I don't drink, but I don't put people down to drink. If you want to drink and it doesn't bother you, fine. It bothers me. I simply cannot handle liquor. I've never been able to handle liquor, never been able to handle cigarette smoke. None of those things ever worked for me. That's why I chose and had to carve a niche out of life that fit me, not anybody else, me, that I saw. And not only I saw, other people around me saw change. They said, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever it is, you should keep doing, because I've seen you physically change. I've seen you mentally change. I've seen you grow in ways. And no, I still got a lot of changing to do. And I am very impatient when it comes to life and living and making things happen. Because I do believe that I'm a master manifestor in that if I say it should be, but at the same time, I've had to grow into understanding. If you say this, do you really understand what you're asking of life to give you? And are you willing to pay the price to life, what you're asking life to give you? And for those of you out there that we talk about relationships and, you know, like this kid that came up with this idea, you know, some kind of way there was something in his life that pushed him to go deep enough inside of himself that he was able to come up with something creative that not only he found fun and exciting and entertaining. It ain't for old people, so nobody expect you to like it. I think they're cute. And if kids want to have something that keeps them out of trouble and they want to attach to something that they're not going to be doing drugs or whatever, I say good for you. But I want to say to you young people, don't forget that life is real. And those inner emotions that you have, you know, you cannot replace those with a doll. You know, at some point, you're going to have to encounter a real human being that may not have the same thoughts as you, may come from different places that you do, may be a different culture than you are even. You're going to encounter those people. And at some point, you're going to have to understand that the real treasures in life, they always lie within the individual themselves. So that's the end of our show today. Next week, we'll have a guest. If we don't, I'll be doing another commentary. Some of the guests, you guys, they come and go. Some of them don't, their schedule doesn't allow them to come on a Thursday when that's when my show is. So if you see me up here, it's because some of the schedules didn't work out, but they do. And those that do, we have them on. So I want to give a shout out to Sam Hassan, LA Talk Radio, for always supporting me and allowing me the ability to shine and to do this show. Also, if you want to reach me or get in touch with me and talk to me about the La Boo Boo and that swirly pop Barbie lollipop that I discovered, hit me up on IG, Osiris_Munir, M-U-N-I-R _. The painter, I do paint. The painting behind me is one of my own. I'm very abstract. So if you like my stuff, you like it. If you don't, I could really care less. But I love you if you do. Okay. And don't forget, I love you. I love that you stand up for yourself, believe in what you believe in. Don't let people lead you down the wrong way. But don't forget that if something is right, observe it, check it out. The people that are talking to you about it, observe them. See if they're behaving the way that you think that what they're talking about should have them behaving. Because I tell you, if someone is prayerful, someone's chanting, whatever they're doing every day, it will show through their face, through their behavior, and oftentimes through the way that their appearance as well. So anybody else? Love you. Loke you. Love you and like you. Love you for being yourself and always doing the things you do. And don't forget that a smile works wonders. And don't forget to smile. Bye. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Bye.
You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Munir, only on LA Talk Radio.